and welcome to episode number 34 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host today. I am joined by Dana Jungle Ward.
Hello.
Megan Sullivan.
Hello.
Christine Steimer.
Hey, yo.
And since Jess decided to bail on us and go to CES, whatever.
Vegas, whatever.
Yeah. We are joined by IGN's newest gal editor, Audrey Drake.
Hey, everyone.
Do you want to take a quick minute and sort of introduce yourself? What kind of games you like?
Sure.
What's in your past, that type of thing?
Well, I've been gaming since NES, so I'm cool. A huge Nintendo fan. My favorite series is Zelda, so 2011's very exciting for me. And yeah, that's pretty cool. Much sums it up.
And awesome. This is your second day here.
It's our second day, yeah.
So whenever Jess bails on us now, we have Audrey to fill in, which is very nice. Jess bails on us a lot.
But don't make
whatever.
It a habit.
Because she has to travel a lot for work.
Yeah. Really quick announcement. Just wanted to remind all of our UK listeners about the Game Changer contest that IGN UK is doing, where you can be a writer or a basically UK version of Jessica Chobot. For IGN UK, you would just have to submit an article and or video of you showing your stuff, and you can get all the information about that at gamechanger.ign.com.
And you can be a dude, you don't have to be a girl.
Yeah, you can be a dude. Although they are very keen on getting the gals, obviously, because people, most gamers, like to look at girls more than they do boys. So, So that's that. Definitely visit that site and send your stuff in if you want to work for IGN. And we're going to start things off like we always do with what we're playing. We all should have been playing a lot over the break, I would think.
Well, yeah. I'm actually not allowed to play games at my house.
Well, you should start with this to your
my
parents.
Family, yeah, my mom hates games. My dad's allowed to play games in his PC, but I can't, you know, if I were to actually like bring anything, even my DS or
really?
My PSP, like, she would not be okay with
like,
me.
Like, you can't even sneak it into your room?
No, I mean, well, I guess if I was, like, in my room, well, then she would know.
She's like play it under the covers. You know?
Yeah, like, she just says she wants us, like, when we're home, our duty is to spend time with her and, you know, hang out with the family.
She,
so it's
did
like.
She, did you tell her that you guys could hang out and play a game together?
No, because she doesn't want to.
You couldn't even turn on the TV and then just, like, be secretly playing your DS with, like, the sound off. And so,
I mean, she would. I mean, my DS is bright pink. She's probably going to.
Just tell her it's for work.
But, I mean, I could have, but she would have been like. Oh, she would just be like, you know,
right.
Sigh.
Yeah, no, the murder.
Oh,
the mother murder.
Yeah. Like, I just. We're not doing anything. We're not talking. We're just sitting here. Can I please play a game? But instead, we watched lots of movies.
Oh.
But then I came back early, and so I've been playing a lot of World of Warcraft. As soon as I got back, I was like, yes.
What movies did you watch?
Oh, my God. A lot. Too many to mention, because it's like a few a day that we
oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Any that you liked that you saw?
I mostly picked out movies that I had already seen because I knew that I would like them, and I didn't see a lot of the video store that actually looked good,
right?
Or the
video
didn't
store.
You know,
wait, what?
My parents have Netflix. Uh-huh. However, they still go to Blockbuster and get that like and do like a month pass where you can just go trade them in.
Good Lord.
I don't know why, but we do it.
Yeah.
So we would always like, oh, okay, time to drive to Blockbuster and go change
out
the movie.
Wow. That seems so antiquated.
Yeah, it's pretty
I did a few actually renting, for the first time renting through my 360, and that worked out pretty well, although they're much more expensive than on Amazon. And I do a thing with Play On, so you can stream stuff through there, but you can only stream Amazon things that you've purchased, not that you've rented, because you have to push a button to start the rental, and you know how there's no way to get a curse, like there's no cursor on the screen.
Right.
So I was staring at the press this button like on my TV, and I was like, oh, come on. So we had to watch the one that we rented on Amazon through our computer, which kind of sucked.
Oh, you couldn't hook your computer up to your TV?
We can't because I actually bought a really long HDMI cable specifically to do that, and then we realized that our computer is old enough that it doesn't have an HDMI port. My TV does, but my computer does not. So we're like, oh, we could buy a new video
computer.
Card. Yeah, we bought a pretty high end one when we bought it, but it's been a few years now.
Yeah.
And we've thought, we could get a new video card that has an HDMI port in it. We just haven't gotten around to it. Plus, end of just streaming. It works for most things where I don't actually have to. I would have to punch a hole through my walls too, and we're like, we want to do.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway. Yeah. The next one I rented through my 360, but it was $6 instead of $4, which made me mad.
Yes, but you get to watch it on your TV.
I did get to watch it on my TV, too. And it was Inception.
You were I really liked that movie.
I liked it.
I liked it okay. I spent a lot of the time going, wait, what? Brian would be like, I don't know, shut up and watch.
I didn't think it was that confusing. Just keep going down.
My brain. Well, but I would be like, well, why can't they do it? Just do this. And Brian was like, I don't know. You know, I was like, why is it that they're getting lost? Like, I just, because they unveil gradually. And I would be asking questions before they were answered. And Brian would be like, how am I supposed to know the answer to this? Just keep watching. I'm sure they'll tell you.
You had a dream about it. And you know all the answers.
Exactly.
Yeah, that director likes to do things backwards.
Yes, he does. So. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Same guy who did Memento.
Yeah.
I loved Memento.
It was crazy. I only remember the one part where he just like wakes up or whatever and he's running. He's like, why am I running?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm chasing somebody. Oh, no. Maybe he's chasing me.
Yeah.
That's the only part of the movie I remember, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sorry. So anyway, you played WoW.
I played WoW until like 4 a.m.
Wow.
So I'm a little bit like off on my sleep schedule and I'm really tired today.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the sucky thing about a long vacation. It's so easy to get into the staying up really late.
Hey, I've got nowhere to be tomorrow. Hey, Mountain Dew, you're my friend.
Awesome. Audrey, how about you?
Well, I actually just beat Shadow Complex. I know it took me a long time to play it. I don't know why, but it was awesome. And now I'm replaying Dead Space, preparing for the new one. And on my handheld, I'm actually trying to collect all the snowman furniture in Animal Crossing. I'm two away.
Do you play on your 360 or on PS3? For
PS3. Dead Space? Yeah.
Excellent. I can't play that game.
Which
Dead Space. I tried to play it. It's the character thing. Yeah. It freaks me out.
Yeah.
Isaac and Nicole. Yeah.
Oh.
It's really weird. Yeah.
That's her husband's name.
That would be weird. Yeah.
That's a little mind-blowing.
Yeah. All right. Megan, how about you?
So I played two 2010 blockbusters, Bayonetta and Epic Mickey, both of which I disliked for opposite reasons. The only thing you can say about Epic Mickey is it is an epic dog turd. That game is horribly, horribly broken. I played for 5 hours and finally basically just gave up. I was struggling so much. Like, you get to like Main Street and you're like, oh, okay, the game's gonna really pick up. And then you get to all the old characters and they're like, oh, you don't remember me. Go paint my house. What? So I'm chasing Oswald and I'm trying to get up the top of this mountain. This thing keeps killing me and I don't know where to go and there's no instructions and its platforming is terrible and it doesn't know what it wants to be. Is it a puzzler? Is it a platformer? Is it an adventure game? It's completely schizo. So after 5 hours, it's like, I give up. I tried.
Wow.
A bad Disney game? What?
Yeah, a bad Disney game. Warren Spector, please understand that we need a good game with gameplay, not just story. And there was no voice acting, which I was really disappointed by. There's tons of voice acting in Kingdom Hearts. I don't understand why they couldn't hire the same people to do all the voices.
Most of the Disney characters don't talk. Ever.
Well, the old ones don't, which would have been an interesting contrast.
Mickey did not start talking until relatively late in the game, and his character in Epic Mickey is an old school Mickey.
Yeah, I just honestly think it was lazy on Disney's part.
I definitely
know you
have
like
its
game,
flaws, but I don't
agree
with
you like the story, I understand
that, saying.
But I just... Mm-mm. That game was a complete fail for me. And then I played Bayonetta, which is actually a really solid action game. No any problems with the game at all. But this thing about third wave feminism and Bayonetta being this female empowerment, I am not buying that.
Yeah, I don't think any of us
are.
I think only
dudes bought that argument.
Well, no, it's amazing because I put on my blog, I said, I'm not even like deeply psychological. I didn't take any psychology classes. I'm not deeply Freudian, but I started to notice something. Like, the first hour, it's so outrageous, you have to kind of laugh. Second, third hour, it's a little bit annoying, but you're like, okay, all these random crotch shots and TNA shots, I'm going to try to grit my teeth because it's a good action game. By the fourth or fifth hour, I was like, there's something weird going on. I just noticed that everything that is threatening to the male ego has been neutralized or taken out of this game. Intimidating father figure, and spoilers coming up, so you've been warned. Mm-hmm. Your father ends up being WWE's gold dust for some odd reasons. Very masculated, effeminate father figure. The daughter ends up being... it's not actually your her daughter. It's actually her younger self. So she can't have any like attachments to a kid. Boyfriend material is some clumsy idiot named Luca.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. you have to play the game to like.
I mean, I've played part of it, but I've not got.
No, what she's talking about is fairly near. Mm-hmm. It's pretty deep in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, again, I didn't play it, but I watched my husband play it. So that's why I know what she's talking about.
But yeah, so it's just like everything that is possibly threatening to the melee goes taken out. And I wouldn't mind the game, except Bayonetta never develops a real personality. She's always in character. She's always this dominatrix diva who never has any emotion. The big twist in the game, she's like, whatever. I'm like, what is this? Everyone's like, oh, she's so empowering to women and she owns her sexuality and she owns her strength and independence. And I'm like, I don't see that. I see a male fetish fantasy being played out. I mean, let's not give Japan credit. You know, I'm sorry, but Japanese developers are kind of known for hentai stuff. And I don't know. It was I really wanted to recommend the game, but I was like, as a woman, it just gets so insulting at one point. I'm like, I can't really recommend it. So
the few hours I played, I thought were fine. I didn't care.
You didn't care?
No. But then I didn't make it as far as you did.
So yeah, I mean, the first couple of hours, it was so outrageous. You kind of have to laugh. Like, I was like, okay, I'll be open-minded about this. But as it just got weird when the game took itself seriously but wouldn't let you take Bayonetta seriously. That was really weird. So, yep, that is what I played. Epic Mickey and Bayonetta.
Cool.
All right.
I did some Pac-Man Championship HD, which was good. What I liked about it, so... So when Pac-Man Championship came out, like, I downloaded it. I'm like, this is really good, but if you suck at Pac-Man, you still are not going to have any fun. Yeah. you know, it's just like, okay, look, oh, there I died. Yay. Yeah. And what's very impressive to me about this is you can still suck, but still, you know, get
still
a decent play
like you're
session.
Doing good.
Exactly. Yeah, and you can improve gradually.
Unless you're friends with Scott Bramley, and then you're like, oh. Right. I am the worst Pac-Man player in the world.
So I liked that. I mean, I got really, really, you know, I was just like, but yeah, it was good. I played some of the Lara Croft Guardian of Light, which was pretty good. I mean, it's cheap. It was like, what, $10 or something?
Yeah.
So that was nice. And like, the perspective's a little weird and everything. I'm playing it solo because my husband spent the whole vacation outside building a deck.
Oh,
so, well, we're
good.
Working
put
on
work.
Working on. He was doing manual labor, so yes, we didn't actually play any games together. And then I also started Mass Effect 2, which I'm enjoying, but I'm also dying a lot. And I was going through and looking because I was confused how
what
to do
class
something.
Are you playing as?
That's the problem. So when I was going to look on how to do something else, and then I actually ended up on IGN's guide, and I'm reading what I think it was Colin who put it together.
Yeah,
and I was like, Sentinel class is something that only hardcore Mass Effect fans would play, and that was what? I picked.
Wait, what's your power?
I can't remember.
Oh,
I don't know.
Have you not been using it? Is that
maybe
the
I haven't? I don't
I thought
know.
Sentinel had the
I can't
the tech
remember
because that would help you actually. Play whatever class has the tech armor.
Okay. Well, I know, but now I'm like, do I
want to
do research?
Soldier.
Yeah. Yeah. But so then I was
boring.
Like at a point where I'm like,
I mean,
oh, do I want to restart? And I don't
How far
really
did you
want
get
to restart.
It?
I'm not super far, but you know me, I take forever to play any game, like any
That's
restart.
True.
So, but my shepherd is really cool. I did her with a shaved head and everything, and she's pretty.
But you could make the exact same face and everything if you want. Like, there's a code at the top of the character creation screen. So
well, I didn't play the first one yet.
Doesn't
so.
Matter.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
saying, like, from.
Oh, got
like,
it. Okay.
Yeah, face screen, there's a code up there. So, like.
Oh, I wasn't using
should
that
Should you
as a
ever
reason.
Feel like restarting and, like, I hate this class, you could restart and make
right.
the exact same.
I may do that. Person. Also, before I pass it off to Nicole, why the heck do we have a Yogi Bear
Scott
movie poster
Bromley.
Up there?
Scott Bromley.
Bromley.
We, Dana and I, actually got sent it for.
Really?
With the game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
For what they
Wait,
play,
there was a game?
So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sent us a game, a movie poster, and some silly bands in the shape
of
Yogi
I do
Bear.
Remember the silly bands.
What the hell is with silly bands?
Little kids love them.
Yeah.
My nieces are way into them.
So
I
strange.
Don't get it either, but...
It just looks like nothing when you put it on your arm.
I know,
yeah.
But it's like everything, you know? Like, my equivalent of silly bands would have been friendship pins.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
At least it says friendship. But like when you let your
no friendship pins. Oh yeah, okay yeah, you're right with all the color codes and everything.
Yeah.
Well, you were doing this, and
oh,
I'm like, no so pins, not bracelets. Got it.
Yes.
Anyways,
yeah.
That's neither here nor there.
Okay, I actually was sick for most of the break, so I spent most of it in bed. So I honestly didn't play a whole lot. I did play some Game Dev Story based on you guys' recommendations.
I can't download that. Every time I try, it comes up in yen. What is that? What? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Like, when I use my smartphone and I try to
what
download
kind of
it.
What Android?
This is a Samsung Fascinate. This is a thing.
I can't help you.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't figure it out. I tried to download it, and it gives you the option to download it in the Android market.
You should ask Levi or something.
Yeah. Okay. I don't understand why it keeps coming up in yen. I'm like, why is this?
Yeah, I'm really liking it, although, you know, having worked on the developer side of things, I find some things in it like extremely amusing, such as you hire a sound engineer like full time and they do a soundtrack. If you want them to do a soundtrack again in the next game, they're like, another soundtrack. It's like, yes, that's what I hired you for.
That's exactly what I'm like, bitch, do your job. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. On my first playthrough, I got 2 games into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, well,
which was pretty cool. So, so that was cool. I didn't get, there's some other achievement thing that you're supposed to get. I didn't get, but Hall of Fame thing.
I meant to play, this is my other, the game I meant to play over the break and could not bring myself to put in was Heavy Rain. I don't know if I'm going to be able to play. It's the subject matter. It's like, I can't, like, that's why I'm not, I'm really looking forward to it because I think it, I haven't played it. From what I know, it does a lot of things that, like, I keep complaining that games don't do, so I want to play it for that reason. But it's the kids stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You might want these kids to die because they're really annoying.
Jeez.
Like, I'm sure you're, I mean, they're not real life kids. They're
no,
big kids.
It doesn't.
And they're really, really annoying.
I kept looking at it, and I would look at it, and I'm like, if you hadn't had the kid thing, like, seriously, if you took that out of it, I would have no, I like dark thrillers sort of stuff, but it's whenever I see that something's involving a kid,
Yeah, there are definitely some moments that kind of,
crazy moments.
Yeah. What else? Oh, I played some Bejeweled 3, and I'm typically not a huge Bejeweled fan, except for Blitz on Facebook, but I like some of the kind of plays off of it, like the poker version, I actually
Poker's
find
good.
Really cool because it's very challenging.
Diamond Mine is my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. So some of the new modes in there are actually pretty interesting. That's about it. The rest of the time I spent in bed and started watching Lost with my husband. Because we do not do cliffhangers. We waited until all seasons are available on Netflix streaming so
although,
we can just
I don't
straight
think
through.
You'll, I don't know, maybe you will be. I've only watched bits and pieces of seasons and I'm like,
here's what I will say. I mean, if you only watch bits and pieces of seasons, I will say that would definitely be the way to watch Lost, because like the bad episodes, then you have a whole week to like think about how bad the episode was and get more and more mad, and then when you can just go ahead and watch the next one, then it's much easier to do it. I will be very interested to see how you feel at the end, though, because I think that it was an awful, awful, awful ending, and I won't talk about why because I don't want to spoil stuff for you, but I hated the
ending. Yeah, I don't know that you're going to be necessarily satisfied even though you have all the seasons.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you know, we'll see. Generally with TV shows, like, I really like them for like the first couple seasons and then they kind of get ugh. Which this already seems to be doing. This is just getting a little too ridiculous.
There are some amazing episodes as you go along. My favorite episode is in season five.
I really liked the first season a lot, and I liked what they were setting up, and now it's getting kind of like, okay. But anyhow, we'll see.
Yeah.
I've got lots more to go. I probably won't be done watching it for a while, so... So our topic of the week, this being the new year and our first episode of the new year, we're talking about 2011, which is actually looking to be like an awesome year as far as game releases go.
Yay.
Yeah, go out with a bang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
go out with a bang.
Well, yeah.
Come in with
a
bang.
About all the birds dying and all.
Oh, right. That's true. Yes,
this
is true.
The world
is coming
to an end.
Yeah.
So enjoy.
Is there more beyond
year.
The birds just falling out of the
there
sky?
There was a bunch of fish in a pond in Alabama that just like apparently.
That's
all
where
died
they belong,
as well.
Though, in the pond.
Well, they're dead. They all just went belly up.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, I don't like that all these things are just dying. They should come back to life.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that this kind of stuff probably happens all the time.
I'm sure.
It's just getting
I'm just hoping
the attention
that it's
media because,
hype
yeah.
being dumb and that I can relax.
Yeah.
I would prefer it if the world did not end.
I think we all would.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be nice.
Okay, so yeah, big games. Right off the bat here, we've got two big ones in January, Little Big Planet 2 and Dead Space 2.
And ooh. Mass Effect 2 on the on PS3.
Yes! Finally get to play that game.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
I've heard so many things. This better be amazing, but everyone says it really is amazing.
I'm scared you're going to come back and be like, I hate this game.
No, if, it, okay. if it fixed the problems that I heard it has that I had with Mass Effect 1, and I heard it got rid of some of the issues I was having with Mass Effect 1 in terms of gameplay, then there's no reason for me not to like it, because the story was interesting, the characters were great. I just had some gameplay issues with the first one, and the second one's supposed to fix them. So
yes. Yeah, it's true.
And Mr. Greg Miller has already reviewed Little Big Planet 2. Mm-hmm. Yep. Very much liked it. Mm-hmm.
My sister will be thrilled.
Yes,
she and her family loved the first one.
Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that one. Dead Space 2, like I said, I personally, that game's just too weird for me.
I can't play it because it's scary, and I can't do scary.
Yeah,
I know. Think there's something wrong with me. I just love hacking up the necromorphs over and over again.
I
wrong
like
with my
the,
head.
The jumping out. Like, I'm fine with like murdering things. That's cool.
Yeah, jumping stuff.
Just
things, stuff
like,
jumping
out of corners or like yeah. out of grades.
I know when I played Half-Life with all the head crab stuff. I think that scarred me for life on anything like yeah. jumping out for me at corners.
I mean, I did play probably like 4 or 5 chapters of the first Dead Space, and mm-hmm. I remember when I was playing it and something like that would happen and I'd be like, "Wah!" and my dogs would get all freaked out. Like, what's wrong?
Oh, yeah. My cat is terrified of Dead Space. She'll just look at the screen like she's scarred for life and then go running.
All right, cool. So, and then in February, I'm not terribly interested in any of these, but in February we've got Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Bulletstorm, Killzone 3, and most likely The Conduit 2.
Yeah.
None
yeah,
of those
I
are really
about any of those.
My thing. I'm looking forward
yeah.
to Marvel
I'll probably play
Capcom.
A little bit
yeah.
of Bulletstorm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Just to shoot things.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
And I'm also kind of curious to see just how ridiculous it's going
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, it's pretty crotch shot.
Yeah.
Like, Bulletstorm?
Bulletstorm, yeah.
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 Just like so out there.
Yeah,
like,
what was
like,
that line yeah. from E3? Like scared the dick off somebody
yeah,
or something
I
like
know.
That.
Yeah.
Oh,
that, yeah. yeah.
Was that that one? Something that was the weird. One where who had the like the way over the top producer, the female, the woman who was
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bah!
Yeah. Yep.
I yeah.
That. Yeah.
Sure. So yeah, in March, obviously we have our Girl Fright favorite Dragon
Yay!
Age 2.
Which I was watching Christine play yesterday.
Yes. We can't talk about
it. Nope, I'm not
that.
Talking
okay.
about it.
I finally got my pre-order, my special pre-order signature edition
I'm,
in
yeah, yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah.
Today.
So
go do that if you haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because
January
11th is a cutoff.
And
so.
Then you get a whole bunch of content and stuff with it.
Yeah,
for
you
free.
Basically, yeah, you're basically getting the special edition for the price of the regular edition.
Right, but you have to pre-order so. Before January 11th.
From whom?
Anywhere.
Any
retailers,
okay.
yeah. yeah. So I did mine off of Amazon. Mm-hmm. I know some people did it off of like EB Games, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the big one in March that we're all excited about. Other games coming out in March: Deus Ex, Human Revolution, Homefront, Shogun 2, Total War, Crysis 2, and Fear 3.
And also the 3DS.
And the 3DS.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was
that's
correct.
Right.
Is RPA, who's going to get a 3DS? At launch.
I'm gonna
I've
wait.
I've already had my
okay, yeah. So it's the Nintendo.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait. Actually, Isaac won't let us get a 3DS because we got burned by Nintendo on every single handheld. We buy it at launch, and then like 8 months later, it's like, mm-hmm. oh, here's a new better version.
I know, yeah. I'm prepared for that already.
So yeah, we'll be waiting for the new better version to come out.
The 3DSi.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I yeah. I don't know.
That was the first thing I did when I got up here, though. Before I even went to my new apartment, I went to a GameStop and pre-ordered my 3DS.
Cool. And then obviously that's going to have tons of games with it. Most of them, you know,
old
your pretty
remakes.
Standard Nintendo mm-hmm. franchises that you would expect. Mario, Zelda, all that good stuff. And then in April, we have Portal 2.
Yay!
Finally.
Yes. Very
Although,
much excited for that one.
I will say from, like, I could tell that there's going to be a lot of controller throwing or keyboard throwing with that game. Like, just trying to get the timing right and everything. If you, I mean,
totally.
Anyone can see what we saw at E3,
yeah.
for those of us who saw it at E3. Cause
I think
IGN,
it's on IGN. Yeah.
IGN has all the video of the whole
yeah.
demo, but holy crap.
This stuff
like,
looks really hard.
Yeah. Like, compared really to the hard. First one, like, just timing-wise, like, if you had a problem, if you were like me and any of those ones where you would have to shoot the hole and then shoot the hole again while you were falling
yeah.
and, like, get it
yeah.
in the right place, which I would always have to do, like, 10 times in order to actually do it. It's like, that looks like you know,
a lot.
That was really
difficult. It's so much harder.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. And it's the special co-op. Yeah.
Co-op is awesome.
I'm really excited about that. So, and that's completely different levels. It's not like the regular story thing. So,
which is a really cool feature.
Yeah, that's really cool. In May, we've got The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings.
The Witcher!
I didn't play the first one.
I haven't played the
first one
either. I wanted to. It was because I didn't have a PC.
Right.
I guess I technically
a lot of boobs
still don't,
is from what I remember
but,
from it. Oh. A lot of boobs.
Yeah, I've heard that there are a lot of boobs in it. But I also hear that it is a good RPG.
Yes,
yeah. So.
I've heard that as well.
I'm excited to try it out. I'll probably use a computer at work.
And it's based on a Polish novel.
Oh, and sometime in April and May, we're supposed to be seeing a new Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
And Red Faction Armageddon.
I am a huge Mortal Kombat fan. They're rebooting it, and they're kind of getting rid of like anything that was past Mortal Kombat 3 and kind of going back to the roots, which I'm really excited about.
So you're gonna be able to pull someone's spine out.
Oh yeah. You should see that some of the fatalities are already up.
What do you think the likelihood is that people will like it, or what do you think that because hardcore fans, man, that's hard to like,
the reason why I think it'll work is because they realize that they went so far afield and they basically killed everyone off in like the last game, so they have to sort of they have a way to sort of go around it, and so they're going back in time to go back to the original Mortal Kombat.
You could just pretend the previous ones never happened, especially because it's a new publisher.
Well, the concept is interesting, gives them an excuse to bring everyone back to and have it go back to sort of the original idea. So
does Michael J. Fox and a DeLorean have a cameo?
I hope so.
That would be great. That would be
amazing. Kratos has a cameo. About.
Well, he fits right in.
He does fit right in. He's perfectly at all.
I love the door.
Yeah, TC person yelling.
And then also generally in spring, we've got Pokemon Black and White.
Yay.
Pokemons for everybody.
Are you
going to
do another Pokemon feature?
No. That one's pretty much
How far did you
get? It's sort of in the grave.
Yeah.
I think only like 200 and something. Like, so not even...
Christine was doing a series where she was trying to catch them all, and then
I was like, it was too overwhelming. I was just like,
I actually, I'm a terrible nerd. I did catch them all on my own.
Okay,
actually.
Well then you can just trade them all over to me, and then
that would take so long.
It would take a long time, but you know what? My Pokedex would be full.
And then also generally in the spring we've got Shift 2 Unleashed, which I don't even know what that is, unfortunately.
Is that the Need for Speed? No,
yeah,
is it another Need for Speed?
Racing game or something.
It's a racing game, but I can't remember exactly.
The Team Eco HD collection.
Yes,
is supposed
that
to be
will
happening.
Be exciting.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, so that is Eco and Shadow of the Colossus in HD.
Bundle.
Yes.
Yeah, which I
with
never played
trophies.
Eco. So
I never played either of them. So
yeah, I didn't actually play Shadow of the Colossus either because I had a copy and then someone stole it off my desk before I got to play it.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, I mean, I didn't pay for it. It was like
well,
no, one that
still.
I got. But yeah, no, it was a bummer.
I didn't finish Shadow of the Colossus because I was getting the very bad feeling I was doing something kind of like you get the feeling like you're doing something wrong. You're supposed to be the hero, but you're not sure what you're doing. And then there's this one Colossus I couldn't find. It was driving me crazy. So I put the game down and never picked it back up. But yeah, by the six or seven Colossus, you're like, am I doing the right thing here? I'm not sure.
I think that's probably the point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yakuza 4 is also coming in spring.
You know, I've not ever played any of those games, but they're actually kind of appealing to me. I don't know why.
Little,
not appealing enough to actually
wacky.
Get around to playing it, but...
I think they're just too long for me to get... Like, if it was like a 5 or 6 hour game, I'm like, yeah, all right, sure. But Greg's like, no, they're like 20 or 30 hour games. I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like doing that. But, yeah, if it was something else, I might give it a try.
And also in the spring, we've got L.A. Noir, which is Rockstar's new
original. I am very
original.
Much looking forward to that. I love noir genre, and James Ellroy's books are, like, his L.A. Quartet is amazing. So,
yeah, it does look very cool, although much more linear, supposedly, than
which I'm
your
totally
general
cool with.
Grand Theft Auto. So,
oh, yeah, it's definitely not like GTA. It's much more of an adventure, actually.
And it has the guy who does Ken Cosgrove on Mad Men as the main voice.
A lot of...
Interesting.
Mad Men guys, actually.
Yeah, a lot of Mad Men. Like,
And
the main guy is on it. Yeah. Aaron Staten.
Yeah, so that's the one who plays Ken Cosgrove.
Oh,
Cosgrove.
I don't actually watch the show.
Okay.
So. Yeah. The names.
And then also in the spring, we've got Sorcery, which is a PlayStation Move game that they showed at E3, which actually looked really cool.
That's
so.
The only Move game I was actually interested in.
I know, I was
Sorcery.
Like, ooh. Wizards,
yeah.
I'm gonna be Harry Potter.
Yeah. Hopefully, hopefully, knock on wood, a good version of a Harry Potter game.
Yeah. I'm actually interested in the Heroes on the Move or whatever it's called now. Ooh. Yeah. Did you play it?
I did play it at TGS.
Was it bad?
It was bad.
Oh.
But it has time, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe it won't suck anymore.
But. Yeah, no. Don't ruin Sly. Don't make my poor little Sly be in a bad
game. Got my good, my favorite characters,
the thing
too.
That I feel like they need to stop doing with the move. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. The Wii didn't do it. I don't know why they think it's a good idea.
The minigame?
But mapping jump to flicking the controller up and then having swing be the controller horizontal, which doesn't make any sense because it can't read it that well. So you're like jumping instead of trying to swing. And you're like, okay, well, I'm done.
That jump should always be a button.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah.
So I want them to fix that.
Right.
And then the game might be okay because you wouldn't be like frustrated and flinging your arm around.
Yeah.
I'm trying to jump, but now I'm trying to swing my sword. They're all the same thing.
No one can actually see.
Yeah. Summer this year is looking pretty bleak, as it usually does.
Yeah.
We do have a couple things.
Things probably will get pushed.
Yeah, that's right. Things probably get pushed, so we'll probably see some of this stuff bump into the summer. But Shadow of the Damned and Warhammer.
No, you didn't say it right. Shadow. The damn. That's how he did it. I was at the conference or whatever when he announced it. That's how he said it. And I was like, oh, it's great.
And Warhammer 40K Space Marine. Which.
I'm sure people are excited. I am not one of them.
September has a couple good releases. Resistance 3. Which
will make Colin happy.
People is looking forward to, and Rage, which is id Software's new game.
Pretty game.
Yeah, so it's
they do make pretty games.
Yeah, it's like a post-apocalyptic deal.
Oh, thank goodness!
Shooter.
We need more of those in the world. Sorry, yeah.
The world has not ended enough times.
Yeah. And then in the fall we've got Uncharted 3. Drake's Deception.
Yes, okay, I'm very much looking forward to that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so that'll be cool. Elder Scrolls 5.
I would be happy about if it's not completely busted like every other Bethesda game.
Is this a direct sequel, or is this like a game where you can, like, I've never played an Elder Scrolls, could I just jump in?
Yes, you know? Yeah. Just jump in.
Yeah, the stories aren't really, it's kind of like Final Fantasy in that way. I mean, there's
not necessarily
an ongoing story.
Elder Scrolls 4 was... Yeah, well, that was why he was so excited about Fallout, because I was like, hey, this is a game about the guys who made Oblivion, and he was like, oh. So he was very excited to hear that that 5 is in the works.
Yeah.
I just hope it is a new engine.
that it isn't all buggy. Using.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there will be some bugs. I just hope there's not, like, the game crashes every 5 minutes.
Right.
Or, you know, like, things just go horribly wrong, because that's obviously known to happen.
Yeah, you do wonder, because it's like, they worked on a... Like, I would love to know what the dev cycle, like, shift has been, and if it's getting a little more churny and a little less crafting, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, it feels like this is all, you know, the first ones were labors of love, like Fallout 3 and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, now we got to get a sequel out.
Yeah. I know that they definitely ended up being crunched for time on Oblivion, and also with the 360 being fairly new when that came out, they were running into issues with memory and whatnot. My husband's friends with one of the programmers there at Bethesda that worked on Oblivion, so he was when we bought the game, he told us, he's like, okay, it's gonna crash. You need to save often. He's like,
oh, man.
Here are the hints that you could kind of see when it's getting ready to crash. So. Oh, so that helped us a little bit, as we could see it coming.
Put that in the manual.
Yeah.
This game will crash. When you see save.
Yeah. Okay.
When you see a white dove land on the fence.
Run. Save your game immediately.
Other stuff just generally slated for the fall. Batman Arkham City.
Yes. That'd be fun.
Very cool as well. Forza Motorsport 4.
Meh.
Another Call of Duty.
Meh.
Gears of War 3.
Meh.
Well,
SSX Deadly. Is that Descents? Yeah, Deadly Descents. Last Guardian.
Yeah.
Cool. Ratchet and Clank All for One.
Woo!
Yes. Excited.
You love that series.
I love Ratchet and Clank. I'm somewhat skeptical of the four-player multiplayer stuff, but we'll see. And then, of course, Mass Effect 3. Yes. Okay. What do you think the odds are it's actually going to hit this year?
I hope it does.
In other words, you don't think the odds are good. You are hoping.
I actually have some things I put on a memo that I don't know if it's actually confirmed for 2011, but I did have some things that I didn't hear on the list, like Sims Medieval.
Oh yeah, that's coming out like in the next month. Yeah,
Sims Medieval, Okamiden.
Oh, Okamiden! Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to.
That should be fun. What was the other thing? DMC. I don't know if the new Devil May Cry is kind of come out this year, but they had the preview with the emo Dante.
Right. Yes.
Is, yeah, which I don't know about that. But
there's a bunch of stuff.
I like Ninja Theory if they don't have broken games like Enslaved. Yeah. So I'm hoping they'll do a good job. I know Ryan Clements is excited about Dissidia, the next Dissidia. I don't know if that's going to make it to
Decim.
Yeah, whatever the hell it's called. Yeah, I don't understand what that is about. It's just like
JRPG names are really, really, like, really
confusing. Yeah. It's going to be 012. Cool. What are you going to call it? Duodecim?
Yeah. Is the new Zelda confirmed for this
Skyward?
Year?
It is for now, but.
Sort of. Yeah, because I'm kind of. Kind of
well, it was for 2010.
But then
so,
it got pushed.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, so but
I'm surprised.
They actually just came out and said that it's just over 50% done, and we were all like, wait, what?
Ooh. You said it was done before, you lied.
Yeah, but no, my stance is that just make it perfect. Take your time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, especially after that horrific E3 demo.
It was actually kind of funny. Yeah.
Did you do Beyond Good and Evil is coming?
Oh yeah, the HD. Is that just XBLA PSN or is that actually going to be sold?
I would think that could be a download at this
point. I know it's PS. It's PSN.
Okay.
Only?
I don't know. I don't remember if it's for 360 or not.
So yeah, it's kind of weird that Zelda is not on this list.
Well,
yeah.
It's not because they didn't.
There's just no date yet.
It's only
not even a quarter.
Confirmed date.
It's just like 2011.
Another game that I would love to see in 2011 is Diablo 3. Which I know Blizzard.
Cool.
Blizzard
they
does
won't
not.
Do it. Yeah,
well, and they don't do release dates on anything.
Yeah,
until
it's just like, oh, by the way, 2 months from now, this game's coming out. You might want to buy it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Sunny Cinema or SCE Santa Monica, which did God of War, will announce a new IP because I don't know what they're going to do without Tecratos, but I hope it is something really amazing.
I hope it's something that doesn't have a big roided out guy screaming.
Why don't you like TC Carson, Christine?
Well, you know what, David Jaffe is not. He's not on that team anymore.
No, it's
well,
not,
he
no.
left
he
after the first one.
Yeah, he left after
the
first
one. Second?
But I mean, he kind of created the character is what I'm trying to say. Gotcha. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I still think it's a very, very talented studio.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping that they're still banded together.
Yeah,
to
I mean, even if
new.
They announce something new, I don't think we'll see it this year.
Probably not, but I can only hope.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want them to rush something, obviously.
No.
So, yeah. That's a lot of stuff.
Oh, Journey.
Yeah.
Journey.
Oh, well, Journey, yes.
The game is actually that's really cool. It's the same people who did Flower.
Yeah.
Oh, that game company.
Now I'm excited. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one where you're like, you're in a desert and you're trying to get to a mountain. It looks really cool. And Child of Eden, I think, is coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Too, as a possible.
I'm very excited about that
game.
Yeah. I want to buy a Kinect just for that.
I know. Yeah, that actually might be the reason why I might. I've told myself I can't buy a Kinect until, because I think the primary reason I'd want it would be fitness, and I'm not going to let myself do it until I actually work out using one of the Wii workout games I have through like a 6 week, because there's like the EA Sports Active has the 6 week thing.
Yeah, I actually,
and I'm like, I got to do the 6 week one before I'm going to let myself buy a Kinect.
I forgot to bring this up earlier, but I actually did Kinect video chat with my family on Christmas Eve. So I got to see my nieces and nephew, and like that paid for itself right there, in my opinion.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. And it worked really well too. There was a little, the audio got choppy a little bit here and there. And on their end, because my nieces were like jumping around and, you know, acting all excited, the camera was like, who do I track? You know? You could tell it was getting confused. But other than that, it worked
like,
really well.
Movie.
Yeah.
I actually got a Kinect too, because my old Xbox died. So I was like, I'll get the new one.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
I actually ended up unplugging it from the new Xbox, because I played Kinect Adventures and it was terrible.
Well, Kinect Adventures is good.
Well, I didn't have any other Kinect games.
Yeah,
that's
why
problem.
It's bundled. I mean, usually the bundle game,
like,
not so good.
I don't want to wave my hand to move the pages. So I was just
Yeah.
Hopefully something good comes out for it.
Dance Central.
I haven't tried that.
I don't
know
if you have enough room in your apartment.
I know. No, that's the thing is I have a tiny little apartment, so I have to like rearrange everything just to play anything.
Yeah, we have a house and we had to rearrange everything.
Yeah.
It's funny because like we have this huge open space in the center of our den now and like the furniture on the periphery, including the coffee table.
You have,
it's
like
just
a moat
of
furniture.
Exactly, yeah.
That's funny.
The joys of video game peripherals. Okay, so that's what's coming out in 2011. Most anticipated? We know. Most anticipated for you?
If Skyward Sword comes out, then that. But also the 3DS. I know that's not a game, but just the entire system. Yeah.
Dragon Age 2.
Uncharted 3 and Portal 2.
No, pick one.
I can't.
Do it.
Yeah, to do
Uncharted it. We all have to pick one.
Okay. Uncharted 3.
Yeah. I'm Portal 2.
All right, so somebody represents Portal 2.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to move into questions. As always, if you have questions, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. First question comes to us from Frederick. Frederick wants to know what we think about Microsoft re-releasing Halo 1 in HD with the Halo Reach engine. Yeah. Sure, why not?
Wrong audience to ask.
Yeah.
I assume it's good if you like shooters and for some reason you never played Halo. So
I think it would be an easy cash in for
them. Totally,
exactly.
Easy for them to make money on.
But. Yeah.
Business wise it makes sense.
Okay. Next question comes to us from Will. Will wants to know if we feel there is any weight to any gaming stereotype you've heard or thought of. Such as nerdy boys and all that kind of stuff. So, think of the stereotype,
well, of course,
gamer,
there are.
Yeah,
stereotypes they come exist. Into existence for
because,
a reason.
Yes. Yeah,
a kernel of truth that gets.
Yeah,
it's definitely less.
However, like I, you know, that also kind of implies that you see that stereotype as a negative thing. I think nerdy boys are cool people to hang around. So I'm okay with that stereotype being the case.
Well, this whole podcast wouldn't exist if stereotypes were all true because, like, it's usually just the gamer guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So definitely, a little bit of truth there. Next question comes to us from, our good friend Andrew Froylan over at Namco.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. And for all your other fans out there, we've met Andrew, and he sends us stuff all the time.
He's very cool.
That's why his name means something to us when we see it on the page. He wants to know, if our favorite game was made into a movie, what actors or actresses would we cast in the main roles?
Can I opt for it to not be made a movie because I'm afraid they would ruin it?
Well, you mean Uncharted with Nathan Drake? It should be Nathan Fillion.
It should be, but it's not.
It's not.
It's Mark
Wahlberg, which is horrible.
Marky Mark?
So weird.
Yeah. See, I haven't played Uncharted. I know Mark Wahlberg can be a decent actor.
Yes, he can be a good actor, but he doesn't like that.
He's not the right.
That,
It was funny, though, because I've seen Firefly, but it's been a long time. And so when Mark Ryan sent out that clip of the, or I don't know what part of the movie it is, but where he's naked standing in the desert. And I was like, that sounds weird, but when the way he's talking and everything, I'm like, oh my god, totally, that is exactly what Nathan Drake does. Like, it's really funny, but
just the whole like kind of persona and attitude, like every like almost all the characters that I see Nathan Fillion play, it's like it's that is him, and they look the same.
He would need to work out a little more, but that's fine. What Nathan Drake is pretty ripped, so not a lot more, just a little.
Yeah, let me see. BioShock would be mine. Mm-hmm. Who would I cast?
It's weird because
it's a first person.
Well, but I mean, like, I'm talking about characters like Andrew Ryan and Dr. Tenenbaum, and you know, the characters that you interact with. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah. If there was gonna be a Mass Effect movie, I would not want it to be like about Commander Shepard at all. So I don't care who would really play the character.
So you want it to be the universe as opposed
to
that story.
Yeah, just the universe and not really that story because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's very fair.
Yeah, I think I would go with like someone like a Ralph Fiennes or a Liam Neeson for Andrew Ryan. I think that would probably be good.
They do good sinister.
Voldy.
Yeah. Oh, that's mine.
Voldy.
Megan, Audrey, anything to add?
No, it's all the all the movies that I saw as a little kid were like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. And
oh God!
The lesson there is you don't really want your favorite game made into a movie.
Yeah, I don't want what happened to the Mario Bros. Movie to happen to Zelda. Yeah. So.
No, poor Dennis Hopper.
Yeah. Or the Street Fighter movie with Raul Julia's last movie was when he was Bison. That makes me a little sad. He's such a good actor.
It's so funny though.
It is so bad. It's funny. I have to admit, but the. Yeah.
Okay. Next question comes to us from Scott. Scott wants to know what we all wanted to do as a career when we were in school, as opposed to what we're doing now.
I can start.
School? Yeah, go ahead.
I went through a number of careers when I was a kid, but then the one that I finally settled on, and it was because I was 15 years old and I was watching Dead Poets Society, and I was like, I want to help the kids break out of their shell. I'm going to use poetry to change their lives. And I went to college to become a teacher. And then on like my first day of teaching, I was like, this is not
it's not like Dead Poets Society.
So I taught for a couple of years and realized that maybe that is not what I was meant to do. And
I thought you were going to say you wanted to be a dead poet.
Yeah, no. That might have been preferable.
When I was really young, I wanted to be a teacher as well. And I remember this was really funny that I was sort of talked out of it by like a lot of my my teachers at the time, because they're like,
it's a bug. It's a spider there. Ew. On the thing. Yeah. Sorry.
You specified spider. I was like, no. Yeah. No, thank you.
It was just like, yeah, anyway, sorry.
My teachers like tried to talk me out of it. They're like, oh, you're so smart. You could be a doctor or
Don't be one of us.
They're like, don't That's waste, terrible. You know, your chance to make a ton of money or whatever.
I can't believe they said that.
Yeah, it was really kind of weird. And then when I reached my preteen years, I fell in love with writing and was determined to be a fiction writer until I realized that very few people can make a living being a fiction writer, at which time I moved into journalism because that was a way to write and get paid. And so all through college, it was journalism. So I'm pretty much right where I wanted to be.
Yeah. I do want to go back and say that I admire teachers incredibly, and it was by far the hardest job that I've ever done. So it's not that I think it's people who can teach well are amazing, amazing people. Mm-hmm. I was not one of those people. Yeah. I was an okay teacher. And also, don't ever make a career choice based on a movie. That's my other lesson that I have to impart to you all.
How about you, Megan?
It's kind of funny. It came full circle where when I was little, I would do all the voices because it was all text for like all the Final Fantasy games and all the RPGs. And now,
what do you mean?
You read the text boxes and RPGs.
You would read it out loud.
I'd read it out loud.
I do my own character voices. You recorded them in something.
I would just do them all out loud. So my parents would be, "Who are you talking to?" Like, nobody. I'm doing all the voices for like all the characters in Final Fantasy 4 and 6 and everything. And so it's kind of funny because now as an adult, I'm taking voice acting classes to see if I can eventually do that. And then the other thing I wanted to do was have something to do with video games. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to like either write for a magazine or do something involving video games. So here I am at IGN. Years and years later, so it's and in between there were like detours where I thought about doing advertising and marketing until I realized I had to work with other people, and other people just suck. No one, there's always that one person who doesn't pull their weight and someone who thinks only their ideas are brilliant, and it was like okay.
That's me.
And then I wanted to live in Japan and I did that, but it's a hard place to live as a foreigner, even if you speak the language and understand the culture. So it's tough. So
great place to visit.
Yeah. Awesome place to visit. I'm going again this spring, but it's tough to live as a foreigner.
How about you, Christine?
When I was little, I wanted to be Audrey Hepburn. I was like a big theater kid in high school and stuff. And then my parents were like, "You cannot go into theater. I'm not paying for you to go into theater." And I was like, "All right, I guess I'll do communications." It was sort of similar. So I went and I did that. And then I went into PR. And then I was like, "I hate this." And I,
as most people who go into PR,
three of us at
fell
this
into
table.
This job. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, this is cool. I didn't know this job existed." I mean, I did when I was in PR, but before I got into that, I was like, "What?
Yeah.
People play games and write about them
and get paid."
And get paid.
Now, Audrey here is fairly young. So I don't think we're going to go back that far. But maybe when you were little, did you want to do something different? Yeah.
I've always loved writing, but before that, I actually wanted to be a musician. I actually learned to play guitar and wrote tons of songs, but then I realized that I'm terrified of performing in front of people.
Oh, so. That was thing. Yeah,
so yeah. Sort of backtracked on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Fun fact, though. When I went back home, mm-hmm. I had my old room, and my parents had brought up all these stupid old stories that I wrote, because like, I was a big writer when I was a kid, and I'd always write these novels, which were like 5 pages long.
Right. I did the same thing, too. Yeah.
And I was just reading them. I was like, oh my God, my writing is so bad. Like, yeah. I just had things spelled wrong. Like, did nobody check this? What did I do? It was so weird.
My mom sent me a notebook from like elementary school of like these little novels that I wrote. And there was one that I just ripped off basically like the tale of Sir Arthur and all of that. Yeah. Only made it my own. It's kind of embarrassing.
See, I think that age is like, it's kind of cute to look back. A few years ago when I went home, like, had found, like, a box of, like, college stuff, and I was looking from creative writing classes, because I taught high school English, and looking back at that stuff, I was like, God, this is, and I was, like, a grown-up, like, a legal adult at this point, and this is really, really awful. I threw it all away.
Actually, it's funny because I was one of those geeks who wrote fan fiction in high school for, like, anime and video games and stuff like that, so... There was one story I had like 30 to 60 people following me online for that one thing, but it was bad, but it was just so geeky. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe I was one of those people who wrote fan fiction and other stuff.
It happens.
Yeah. All right. Next question comes to us from Phil. Phil is kind of a long question. So he's talking about Dead Rising Case Zero was released on XBL, you know, mm-hmm. for a price, 400 mm-hmm. points. And he thinks that it was essentially a glorified demo with the ability to bring the XP across to the main game. And he wants to know what our thoughts on this are and whether we think it should continue, such as charging people for like what is essentially a demo.
I think charging people for what is essentially a demo is pretty lame.
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't played this, so I can't speak to whether I feel right. like it is. Yeah. But yeah, if that's what it is, it's like, come on, you know, you're trying to hook people. I don't know. It's like just a cheap way to cash in.
I didn't play it either, but I watched Greg play some of it, and it didn't look super impressive. And he was like, "It loads all. Like, you're just constantly in a loading screen, and that's something that drives me nuts."
Yeah, especially for something that's like demo sized.
Demo size.
Yeah, you're like loading screens, really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against them. You know, obviously, I'm not against like DLC or things like that. Yeah,
but it needs to be something worthwhile.
Right. Yeah, and I don't really know exactly what Capcom's, you know, mm-hmm. express purpose was in mm-hmm. releasing that. But
I think if people feel like you've nickel and dimed them, then they end up feeling resentful for it. And I think it's good to give people something free every once in a while. You know, especially if it's really something really insignificant like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I generally don't play demos anyhow. Because if it's a game that I like, I don't want to... You know, or mm-hmm. it's a game that I plan to play, I don't want to, you know, get started mm-hmm. and then be like, gotta wait for, So, all right. So next question comes to us from your Zephyr. I know that name from my IGN. He wants to know, with so many Wiis sold, we would think everyone would want to develop for games for the Wii, but the market, the large, is divided into many groups with different tastes and buying habits. So who's the core market for the Wii? He says he thinks like it's almost like there is none unless you can consider everybody a core market. So he says, what do you think can be done with Nintendo's next generation console to cure the divided market and make it so third-party developers actually want to make games?
Nintendo's always just been very family friendly. That's sort of their shtick, is to do a lot of
stuff. Third parties have never been that successful mm-hmm. on Nintendo consoles. It's unfortunately just the
right.
It's
hard to make noise in a. I mean, there. Yeah. Think about the just sheer volume of games that come out for the Wii. It's hard to, you know, if you're not one of the established franchises.
Yeah.
Which are all Nintendo.
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah. Square and Squaresoft did well until they jumped to PlayStation because Nintendo couldn't handle what they wanted to do, mm-hmm. and so they lost a major third party that way. And then I can't think of many others.
Yeah.
Even from the old days where it was like really successful third party for Nintendo.
Yeah. And I think the easy answer is it's something that they're not really open to, but they kind of need to go HD, you know, because that would sort of cut down on the shovelware, cause we hope. Yeah. And then, I don't know, maybe they'll get the third party support again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I think part of it is developers' fault. I mean, because the marketplace did get flooded with shovelware and like mini game compilations coming out of your eyeballs and stupid little sports games. And like every time I see one, it kind of makes me want to poke something in my eye.
Carnival games is what like the best, one of the best selling games.
I know, which makes me want to cry.
Well, it's really depressing going down the Wii aisle because you just see all of these crap games and it really takes attention away from the good games because there are a lot of good games. There's Mario Galaxy, there's Metroid, there's Twilight Princess, there's all of these great games. But they don't get any attention because there's just so much crap, you know?
But those are all Nintendo franchises and all sold.
But there have been some good ones that, you know, like The Blob was actually, I thought, a really good Wii game. Also, it was another, Deadly Creatures, which I thought was hilarious.
The Demon Blade was actually a really good one, too. Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard to make noise through all the junk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's difficult to develop for. You know, you've got a different control screen. You gotta, and Nintendo has, you know, has traditionally been known for having kind of the craziest sort of
submission process
and approval process and all that kind of stuff. So they claim that they love third parties, but they're not always the most helpful when it comes to helping the devs out. So, so that's a problem too. But I really don't know what they could do to. I mean, I don't see the Wii market changing.
I don't
changing.
See that they see a need for change.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, why?
Mm-hmm. Why?
They're making a bajillion dollars.
Right.
They don't,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All right. Next question comes to us from Chris. Chris wants to know who our favorite villains are. Doesn't have to be just from games. Can be from movies, comic books, and stuff too.
I guess. Catwoman, because she's sort of a villain, but not really. Sometimes,
yeah,
she can. She's on the fence.
I like Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy from Batman.
Vic Mackey,
who
in the Shield.
Oh. There's an old school one. Skeletor from He-Man.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I totally changed. Stringer Bell from The Wire. He's my favorite villain of all time.
Con.
Nice. All right, next question comes to us from Olek. Olek is curious about what our jobs look like from the inside.
What is that?
How do you?
Because you know,
we don't play games every day.
Yeah, it looks like we're all having fun, and you know, we do have fun.
Yeah,
but I would say like I think the most common misconception is that we all just sit at our desks and play games. And I mean, I know that. I think you get to play games more often, but still, like, playing games is not the core part of the day-to-day. Like, I almost never play any games at work. Like, I might sneak in, like, some Facebook crap here and there, but that's it. Like, I don't have time to sit down. Plus, I don't write, like, I don't do really anything in the way of reviews and previews, and that's the only time you can really justify it, so.
Yeah, I play games at work when I'm reviewing them, so, you know, right before December, I wasn't playing very much, actually.
Mm-hmm. And you don't always get a choice. Like, you don't get to... I mean, if everyone got a choice, everyone would pick the same
games. You have to play
what you're, what's given to you.
You have to play Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah. Ghostmania.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not as... as glamorous as it looks from the outside.
Like writing, editing. But that said, like, you know, when you see, like, when they put up those goofy videos and stuff, like, that... I mean, you can be those people. Like, that is the tone and the voice. Like, nobody would ever get in trouble. For, like, things that we can do in this office that, you know, most offices. Like, I know my husband, even though he knows this industry, and every time he sees this stuff where I'll mention that I said something to someone in a meeting, he's like, are you sure that's a good idea?
Like, it took me a while to adapt because from PR over to here, so I'm like, why would you send an email?
Right. Like, don't be a dumbass. Yeah, like you can tell your boss, don't be a dumbass.
Stupid. Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, wait, I'm not going to get a job? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like the goofy stuff, mm-hmm. you know, happens off video too. So yeah. I am endlessly yes. entertained in this office. So
I think what's also thing. Great about working here is that I've only been here a couple of days. Yeah, but I actually worked at home for the first month, right. and you get to be really creative with your editorial. Like mm-hmm. there are just things that you can say, thoughts that you can expand upon that you just would never get to explore in mm-hmm. In another venue. You know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
which is really cool.
All right, we got time for one more. This question comes to us from Mohammed. Mohammed wants to give a shout out to his baby mama Zoe because he loves her and she looks very sexy pregnant. So, Zoe, apparently you're hot. And his question is, what do we foresee the next decade of gaming looking like? What will rise, what will fall, and what will always be a staple?
I'm totally hoping that virtual reality finally comes.
You go mean, early 90s, like Lawnmower Man.
Gloves? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't want that.
Yeah, I'm joking. I was being sarcastic. Stupid. Yeah.
I would like my games to stop making me look really dumb while I'm playing them.
Connect.
Yeah. Like connect, remove. I'm like, right. We don't look very good.
Yeah.
Give me something that like makes us cooler.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the whole motion control stuff kind of
fades away.
Yeah.
I don't want it to go away because I think, you know, for certain games like Dance mm-hmm. Central, it just makes sense. But mm-hmm. I want people to stop forcing it yeah. on games where it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be the focus of everything.
Yeah.
I want to see a greater variety of things. I want content, like the actual type content of games that come out, to keep expanding. Like, I feel like right. that's happened a lot in the last 5 years, but it's still...
Lately, it seems like the only things that are selling are yeah. shooters or things that...
I know.
I mean, that only means that we're going to get more of
no,
those
exactly.
in the future. I don't want that. I would like...
No, and I understand know. That, you know, there's market realities behind it. It's like, you got to yeah, make what's going to sell,
yeah.
and right. you've got to make money, and you can't just keep... making games
making
that
creative
nobody...
games that don't sell
right
yeah. I mean but... I understand that like it's a financial risk, but I really would like to see more original IPs if possible mm-hmm. because yeah. I just think that after a while, you know, God of War Devil May Cry Part mm-hmm. 8 is just after a while you're just like
they all need to play Game Dev Story on the iPhone and they will see that their market starts to drop off if you keep releasing sequel after sequel
exactly.
you need to wait a while.
Yeah
yeah
I wouldn't. I can't believe I'm going to say this. This is blasphemous. I wouldn't mind if Final Fantasy continues on the track it does, that it maybe needs to go away finally.
Or at least, yeah. I mean, for take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take
like,
a break. Yeah, don't
put out a Final Fantasy game for the next 5 years.
Yeah. And make yeah. it like quality. Don't try to put three at a time, like this Agito and then, versus.
Versus 13.
Yeah. It's a little much.
I'm always like, I also. Please name your games better. I don't know what that means. Like, I thought it was a fighting game, like
no.
versus, and they're like, oh no, it's not. It's something else.
Yeah, no, the Final Fantasy, like all those game titles are just.
Yeah, they get.
Yeah,
they
in
get
general, the long game titles yeah. just need to go. Not every game needs to have a subhead. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah. And the ones that
not
have,
necessary.
Like the ones that have to resort to using a hyphen because they've already used a colon, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Right. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. I've yeah. added games in our database where we ran out of characters. I couldn't put the full title mm-hmm. of the game. True
yeah.
story. So
yeah, I would definitely like to see the FPS genre kind of, I don't know,
slow down,
or be a smaller percentage of
be
the games on the market.
Yeah, exactly. Not that I, you know, certain mm-hmm. FPSs I very much like BioShock, but you know, the majority of them are just kind of, in mm-hmm. my opinion. And, you know, I mean, that happened with, like, your third-person platformer there for a while, too. That was, like, all mm-hmm. that you saw. And then it faded down when shooters came up. So, mm-hmm. hopefully shooters
so what's
will...
that next genre?
Yeah.
You got to figure that out and make some money.
I would love for it to be something like Heavy Rain with, mm-hmm. with the heavy narrative and
yeah.
kind of the less focus on skill gameplay yeah. as mm-hmm. opposed to...
Like, interactive novel sort of thing.
Does. I
yeah.
think,
yeah.
You know, hopefully that could be a good...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know...
Rockstar proof. Does good storytelling.
Yeah.
Proof that things will sell.
Yeah.
Heavy
yeah.
Rain sold well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that yeah. sort of thing, like, because you think about it, like, Heavy Rain and now L.A. Noire, but there aren't a lot of thrillers and mm-hmm. things like that. It's like a lot, you know, very heavy sci-fi, very heavy, you know, even if it does, get that usually ends up getting all supernaturally, and so it's usually more horror-ish. And mm-hmm. I love thrillers. Like, it just kind of boggles my mind that there isn't more of that, and it does really well in every other genre,
yeah,
entertainment genre, so why not there?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely agree with that. Less sci-fi and less fantasy. Mm-hmm.
Because, like, there's at some point, like, when you if you read some descriptions of the games without mm-hmm. seeing the title, like, they're totally interchangeable.
Yeah,
like,
the
general,
pretty much.
General right. description, you know. You have a sword and you fight dragons and, you know. Yeah.
Yay.
The world is under attack from aliens.
Yeah, yeah.
The world
is under attack and you need to save
the world.
Everything.
Yes. Yeah, the hero saving the world thing, too. It's just,
yeah,
what they need.
That.
They need a
yeah.
good dinosaur game. What was the last good
what,
dinosaur Turok
the dinosaur hunter didn't do it for you?
No, not really. I don't
there
know.
Was a fairly decent Jurassic Park game where it was like a park simulation, like a roller coaster tycoon, where you were, you know,
raising
your dinosaurs, and they would break out of the fence and eat the people. And yeah, I mean, it was that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyhow, that's our thoughts on upcoming stuff. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks so much for listening. If you have questions, comments, or feedback, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow each of us individually on MyIGN. And Audrey, would you like to share your MyIGN handle?
It's Aminka, A-M-I-N-K-A.
There you go. So you can follow Audrey too. And yeah, thanks for listening. Happy New Year. And we will be back with you next week.